ॐ सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। So Sanjay is reporting to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra wanted to know what my children are doing there. Please let me know. And Sanjay started with giving description of the Kaurav side first. Duryodhan came to Dronacharya, and when they were talking, Bhishma Pitama heard the whole conversation and he came to the conclusion that Duryodhan will collapse. He is so much frightened that he will collapse. So therefore, to cheer him up, he immediately blew his conch. So war is declared by Kaurav first. Then Sanjay started narrating the Pandav side. And on the Pandav side, who blew the conch? Sri Krishna. You have to remember, from the Kaurav side, conch was sounded or blown by Bhishma Pitama. He was the commander-in-chief. And from the Pandav side, Lord is a charioteer, he's not a commander-in-chief. But Lord blew conch first. That signifies that Lord has taken the responsibility of war. He is Karta. When he blew his conch, then after that, the rest of all the people, all Maharathis, they blew their conches. And it is said by blowing that conch, Lord has taken up the life of all those people. They will not return back home. They are all standing corpse only. After that, now Arjun tells Lord, who is charioteer, that take my chariot in between the two armies. I want to see who are the warriors on the other side who have assembled here to fight with me. And Lord took it. And Lord placed in front of Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya. Not in front of Duryodhan. Otherwise, we would not have got this Gita. He places in front of his guru, Dronacharya, and his grandfather, Bhishma Pitama. And then after that, what happened? Then he is explaining. Verse number 28.
Verse 28-29. Arjuna yuvacha,
Arjuna yuvacha,
drishte mam swajanam Krishna,
drishte mam swajanam Krishna,
yuyutsum samupasthitam,
yuyutsum samupasthitam,
sidanti mama gatrani,
sidanti mama gatrani,
mukham cha parishushyati,
mukham cha parishushyati,
vepathuscha sharire me,
vepathuscha sharire me,
roma harshascha jayate,
roma harshascha jayate,
అర్జునయువాచ
దృష్ట్వేమం స్వజనం కృష్ణ యుయుత్సం సముపస్థితం సీదంతి మమ గాత్రాణి ముఖం చ పరిశుష్యతి వేపతుశ్చ శరీరే మే రోమ హర్షశ్చ జాయతి.
సో దృష్ట్వా ఇమం స్వజనం కృష్ణ యుత్సం సముపస్థితం. ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ 3 verses సంజయ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు టెల్ అబౌట్ ద ఫిజికల్ అండ్ మెంటల్ కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున్. వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ వెన్ హీ సా భీష్మ పితామహ అండ్ ద్రోణాచార్య. దృష్ట్వా ఇమం స్వజనం. నా దృష్ట్వా హ్యావింగ్ సీన్ ఇమం దీజ్ అండ్ హూ ఆర్ దీజ్ స్వజనం. ఏ తో అప్నే ఆద్మీ హే, దే ఆర్ మై పీపుల్. సంజయ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్ ఇన్ సెలెక్టింగ్ ద వర్డ్స్. స్వజనం ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు సీ దీజ్ ఆర్ మై శత్రు. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ శత్రు, అర్జున్ ఈజ్ సీయింగ్ స్వజన్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మై పీపుల్. స్వజనం కృష్ణం యుత్సం సుమత్సం ఈగర్ టు ఫైట్, దే హ్యావ్ అసెంబ్లీ హియర్. కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ ధాతు. కృష్ ధాతు మీన్స్ టేక్ అవే దిస్ సారో. దిస్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ మీ సారో, మై పీపుల్. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ ఎనమీ, నౌ ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ ఆల్ మై స్వజన్. హూ ఆర్ ది స్వజన్? పితా, పితామహ, పుత్ర, పౌత్రాన్, మామా, సాలా, చాచా అండ్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ ఆర్ దేర్. గ్రాండ్ సన్స్, గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్, ఎవ్రీబడీ ఈజ్ దేర్. సీదంతి మమ గాత్రాన్ని, సీదంతి ఫెయిల్. మమ గాత్రాన్ని, గాత్రాన్ని ఈజ్ అ ప్లూరల్. గాత్ర మీన్స్ బాడీ, గాత్రాన్ని మీన్స్ దేర్ అర్జున్ హెస్ గాట్ ఓన్లీ వన్ బాడీ. ఆర్గన్స్, హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ లెగ్స్, గాత్రాన్ని మీన్స్ ఆల్ ద ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ ఫెయిలింగ్. సీదంతి మమ గాత్రాన్ని, ముఖం చ పరిశుష్యతి. సో ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఫెయిలింగ్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ వీక్నింగ్. అండ్ ముఖం పరిశుష్యతి, ముఖం ఈజ్ ఆల్సో పార్ట్. సో ఇమోషన్ హ్యాజ్ వీకెండ్ హిజ్ బాడీ ఫంక్షన్. గ్రాస్ బాడీ వీక్. వీ హ్యావ్ గాట్ 3 instruments, కాయా, వాచా, మనసా. కాయా మీన్స్ బాడీ, వాచా మీన్స్ స్పీచ్ అండ్ మైండ్. So 2 is already reported, kaya, weakened. Speech, parched, not able to speak also. And beputascha sarire me rom harsascha jayate. Beputa, beputa means shivering. You see, he is so overpowered by the emotion that he is not able to check it. It is expressing in the body now. Many times we get the emotion but we can check it. Other person can't feel it, what is going on in my mind. But here, his body is shivering. Bepatuscha sarire me rom harsascha jayate. And the rom, the hairs are standing at the end. Harsa, harsa means horripilation. Normally at the time of joy, horripilation comes. But now it is visad, it is sorrow, not harsa. So emotions have a lot of powers. Arjun is standing and crying in front of Lord. He has misplaced compassion. The karuna, the piti should not come at this time. So we should understand how powerful are emotions and how they affect all your 3 important organs of action and perception. He has forgotten that he is a soldier. He should see who are the people standing here as enemies. Instead of seeing enemies, he is saying Acharya is there, grandfather is there, this. All relatives he is saying. When this happened? This happened all for the last 12 years. It was in the paper only that he is going to fight. It was a thought, only thought. Now it is action. And such thing we all have experienced in our life. At least I experienced whenever I used to give the board exam, either at the university level or the college level, and as usual, you have half read, half not ready. When entering, at that morning, you won't eat anything. then your hands are also cold, you feel nervous, mouth is also parched, dry. Same thing is happening here also. At the action time, all the limbs are failing. Gurudev writes, the endeavor in chapter 1 of Gita is to give the complete case history of a patient suffering from the typical Arjun disease. Mind you, I told you earlier also, this Arjun disease is very, very dangerous. It is more serious than cancer, because cancer can kill only one body. But this Arjun disease can kill your all, it killed our all past bodies, and it is still young to kill all future bodies also, Arjun disease. The Bhagavad Gita gives, as I said earlier, an extremely efficient Krishna cure for this soul-killing Arjun disease. There is a cure. What is that cure? Krishna cure is there. He has given in this book. Gave the sermon 2.5 hours. It was all about knowledge of self. So medicine for this worldly sorrow is only one, that is knowledge of self. Not knowledge of physics, chemistry, engineering and all that. Only knowledge of self will help you there. In these two stanzas, there is an exhaustive enumeration of the symptoms that a patient could then recognize in his own physical body as a result of his mental confusion. That which Sanjay has glorified as a pity, when coming out of Arjun's own mouth, gains a more realistic expression. Arjun says, seeing my kinsman gathered here, anxiously determined to fight my limbs, shivers and all that. All these symptoms are described in the textbook of the modern psychology as typical symptoms of the mental disease named as anxiety state neurosis. You used to read the commentary of Gurudev also, is beautifully written. Next, 30.
Verse 30. Gandivam sramsate hastat.
Gandivam sramsate hastat.
Tvakchaiva paridayate.
Tvakchaiva paridayate.
Nacha shaknobhyavastatum.
Nacha shaknobhyavastatum.
Brahmativa chame manaha.
Brahmativa chame manaha.
Gandhivam sramsate hastat. Tvakchaiva paridayate. Nacha shaknobhyavastatum. Brahmativa chame manaha.
Gandhiv sansrate hastat tvakcha eva paridahiyate. Gandivam. Gandivam is the name of his Arjun's bow. This was originally made by Brahmaji, and it was held by Brahmaji for 1,000 years. Then Prajapati, then Indra, then other devatas, then came to Varun. Varun gave to Arjun. Varun gave to Arjun. And it was so heavy, only few people can handle it. Arjun, Bhishma Pitamaha, Karna, Bhim, Parushram. Only these five can handle such a big bow. And that bow is now slipping from his hand. Why? Because hands and legs have become weak. Sansrate hastat. Tvakcha eva paridayate. And the skin is burning. Whole body is burning. Nacha saknoti avasthatum. And he is not able to stand also. Arjuna is not able to stand. Brahmativa che mana, mana, mind is also reeling. So the limbs are weak, speech is also not available, skin burning, and then the mind is also reeling. So body, mind and speech, all are not available. So in such circumstances, a person becomes superstitious and starts seeing bad omen. Arjun is also seeing bad omen now. He will say what he is seeing. And people in such cases mostly go to astrologer. Batao kya ho gaya. A bad time has come. But it is actually because of the wrong understanding of the situation. Gurudev says, here Arjun is adding some more details of the symptoms of his disease. Earlier we had a list of symptoms that manifested on the physical body. Now in this stanza, Arjun tries to report, recognize symptoms of the maladjustment at his mental level. So physical level, mental level. Not only in his mind unsteady, agitated and chaotic, but it has lost all its moral. It has come down to a stupid level of accepting and recognizing superstitious omens, portending disastrous failure and imminent consequences. It has come down to that level. Not only does the following stanza vividly picture to us his mental confusion, but it also shows how far his discrimination has been drained off and his morale destroyed. Many times I have said, if the emotion, we should have emotions, but don't become emotional. The moment you become emotional, your intellect is clouded. Intellect will not be available. Arjun will ask after a few stanzas, what is my duty in this battlefield? Such a stupid, foolish question, Arjun will ask Lord Krishna, tell me what is my duty, why I'm here? Because intellect is fully clouded. Next.
Verse 31. Nimittani cha pasyami.
Nimittani cha pasyami.
Viparitani keshava.
Viparitani keshava.
Na cha shreyo nu pasyami.
Na cha shreyo nu pasyami.
Hatva swajana mahave.
Hatva swajana mahave.
Nimittani cha pasyami. Viparitani keshava. Na cha shreyo nu pasyami. Hatva swajana mahave.
Nimittani cha pasyami viparitani keshava. Nimittani, omens. Pasyami, I see. How I see? Viparitani, adverse. I see adverse omens, O Kesav. Na cha shreya anupasyami, and not any good. Shreya means good. I am not seeing anything good is going to happen. Hatva swajan ahave. Hatva swajan. Now he is not saying hatva satru. Hatva swajan, he is saying, hatva swajan, oh, by killing my own people, I am not going to get anything. Nothing shreya will happen. Nothing shreya will happen. Kesav, Kesav means, one meaning is that one who has got good hairs, lot of hairs. It shows that Krishna was not bald. Kesav. Gurudev writes that it is a spoiled term of kleswa. Have you heard the ones? What kles? Kles means dukkha, sorrow. Kleswa, one who can remove that sorrow. So it is the spoiled word of kleswa, 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 kesava. It becomes kesava in course of time. So kesava. Third meaning of kesava is that who killed Asur Kesi. Kesi demon, he killed Kesi, so therefore Kesava. Fourth meaning of Kesava, ka plus e plus va. Ka stands for Brahma, e stands for Lord Shiva, and va stands means vati. Vati means one who goes. So Kesava means Arjun, with you Brahma is there, with you Rudra is there, and Vati, I have come. So Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all are with you. That is Kesava. Now the word Shreya has got a special meaning. Shreya means he is seeing that no good is going to come in this battle. For all action, there can be two types of fruit of action. Karma phal can be two types. One is the drishta, other is adrishta. Drisht means which is seen, which you can see this is the fruit of my action. At the end of month you get the paycheck. that is drishtaphal, you have seen. Adrishta, which is not seen. So in next four slokas, we will find Arjuna is giving what is going to be the drishtaphal, seen phal by this battle, and what is adrishtaphal, which is not seen. So first he will tell about the drishtaphal, seen. Drishta means which is seen. Next, 32.
Verse 31. Nimittani cha pashyami,
Nimittani cha pashyami,
Viparitani keshava,
Viparitani.
32.
Verse 32. Nakangshe vijayam Krishna.
Nakangshe vijayam Krishna.
Nacharajyam sukhani cha.
Nacharajyam sukhani cha.
Kimno rajyena Govinda.
Kimno rajyena Govinda.
Kim bhogair jivitena va.
Kim bhogair jivitena va.
Nakangshe vijayam Krishna, nacharajyam sukhani cha, kim no rajena Govinda, kim bhogair jivitena va.
Nakangshe vijayam Krishna, I don't desire any victory. So he is not expecting victory also. Drishtaphal, he is explaining. Nakangshe vijayam, I don't expect any victory. Nacha rajya, rajyam, not the kingdom also. So victory is not there. I don't desire victory. I don't need rajya, kingdom also. Sukhani cha, and no pleasures also. Pleasures of the kingdom, that also I don't want. Kim na rajya na Govinda, what to us rajya, what rajya will give us? You see, he has become the great jnani. I don't want material things of the world. Kim na rajya na Govinda, kim bhogai, what is these pleasures? And jivate na cha, or even the like, jike kya karenge? I don't see anything here. Next.
Verse number 33-34. Yeshamarthe kangshitam no.
Yeshamarthe kangshitam no.
Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha.
Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha.
Taimeva sthita yuddhe.
Taimeva sthita yuddhe.
Pranam styaktva dhanani cha.
Pranam styaktva dhanani cha.
Acharya pitara putraha.
Acharya pitara putraha.
Tathaiva cha pitamahaha.
Tathaiva cha pitamahaha.
Matula shashura pautraha.
Matula shashura pautraha.
Shyala sambandhinastatha.
Shyala sambandhinastatha.
Eshamarthe kangshitam no. Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha. Taime vastita yuddhe. Pranam styaktva dhanani cha. Acharya pitara putraha. Tathaiva cha pitamaha. Matula shashura pautraha. Shala sambandhinastatha.
Yesam arthe kanchitam na rajyam bhoga sukhani cha, te ime avasthita yuddhe pranan taktva dhanani cha. Yesam arthe, they for those whose sake we desire rajya, kingdom, enjoyments and pleasures, stand here in battle, having renounced life and wealth. Now he's saying all these people who are supporting Duryodhan, they have all assembled here. They are ready to give up life. Earlier Duryodhan has said, all these people who have come here, they are ready to give up their life for me. And they have renounced their wealth also. So Krishna, I seek no victory, hence no joy from victory of the kingdom. This war is for the dharma sansthapana. Arjun is forgetting this point. This war is for dharma, establishing the righteousness. Dharma sansthapana means establishing the righteousness. What is dharma? Dharms are the values which we, what you can say, which we follow, like truth, ahimsa, honesty, non-violence, abhay. These are all the values which we follow. And by following this dharma, these values, our personality integrate. And if the same values are also followed in the society, then the society integrate. If I am honest, my personality will integrate. If the whole society is honest, society will integrate. If the society is dishonest, there will be disintegration. So dharma sansthapana artha. So this yuddha, this battle is for the dharma sansthapana. Lord has come for establishing this righteousness. So how this righteousness is re-established? We cannot show these values as an object. Can I show you honesty? I am honest. Can you see honesty as an object? No. Or I am truthful? No, I can't show. I am non-violent? I can't show. I can't show these values as an object. When there is a degradation of these values, then Lord comes to re-establish it. How he re-establishes? He re-establishes, he goes to the party concerned, try to make him understand that whatever you are doing is wrong, you should not do. If he doesn't agree, the next course of action is kill. Only two course. Number one, first you go and meet him, make him understand. If he understands, well and good. If he doesn't understand, in both case of Ram and Krishna, you will find in the case of Ram, Hanumanji went to Ravan and told him, even this is, you have still got the time, you return Sita and there is no war and you enjoy kingdom. Ravan didn't agree. Therefore, Ravan was killed. Two steps. In the case of Krishna, Lord himself went as an emissary, as an ambassador to Pandava Duryodhan and told him, okay, you give them five villages, you give them five houses, or in our Gurudev language, give him a flat with five bedrooms. Duryodhan said, no, nothing giving. Therefore, next course was action was. Only two steps. Dharma sansthapana artha. So there may be a confusion in our duty. We call it dharma sankat. There is a confusion in our duty. Sometimes we may face this. Arjun is facing. What is this dharma sankat? Dharma sankat is, should I kill these my kinsmen or not? Should I fight for the dharma sansthapana, for establishing the righteousness, or should I save the life of all my kinsmen? What will you do? Shastra says, adopt which has got the higher authority, higher value, which is for the higher goal. So in between two, which one is higher? Dharma Sansthapana is higher. So that is to be opted. So whenever we have got a confusion in our duty, always think which is higher and adopt that. So here Arjuna is saying, why should we live? We don't need any bhog. What we shall do with the Rajya when Bhishma Pitama is not there, Dronacharya is not there, my subject Praja is not there? What I will do with this? So I don't need all these things. So I don't see any happiness. Drishtphal is not there. So what is the adrishtphal? Adrishtphal will come slowly. So you see, in the case of, it's a very common thing. It happens with us every day. Even if you ask any doctor to operate his own spouse or children, he will not do. Swajan is coming in between. A magistrate will not write a judgment against his own known people, children or kinsmen. Even if your own pet, if the doctor tells you that this pet is to be put to sleep now, there is no medicine left, nothing can be done, now he should be put to sleep. Ek injection dega. You feel bad, you feel sad. This is all because of this main or mera. These are mine. This is Arjuna disease. And we are all attacked by that Arjuna disease. So what is moha? So moha is the wrong thinking, out of context thinking. This PT should not come at this point of time. Arjuna is kripyavishta. Kripyavishta because of the wrong understanding. Moha means wrong understanding. So Arjuna is seeing no drishtaphal. What is the adrishtaphal? Drishtaphal means seen. Seen, he is not going to get any material benefit out of this. Adrishtaphal, acharya pitra putra tatha evcha pitamaha matula sasura pautra syala sambandhani tatha sambandhani, sambandhi. Sambandhi means sambandhi. You know the meaning of sambandhi? Sam plus bandh. Jo achhi tarah se bandhe, that is called sambandhi. Sam means well. Bandha means bondage. That which binds you well. We say, na, ye hamare sambandhi hai, he is my relative. Hindi word for relative is sambandhi. Sambandhi means that which binds you. Sambandhi. Next.
Etan hantum ichhami.
Gnatopi madhusudana.
Api trailokya rajyasya. Heto kim nu mahi krite. Etam nahantum ichhami.
I do not want to kill them. Slowly he is building up his argument. Now he has come to the conclusion, I don't want to kill them. Same Arjuna, about 2 minutes ago, he got up on his chariot holding his bow and he wanted to see the people who are standing there. Now he is saying, I don't want to kill them. Gnatapi, but if they want to kill me, let them kill. I will not take weapon, let anybody kill me. I am ready to accept. Madhusudana, slayer of the demon Madhu. Api trailokya rajasya hetu kim namahikate? even Lord, if you give me three worlds, if you give me the three worlds, even for that I will not fight. What to talk about Mahipate for this only small kingdom? Even if you give me three worlds, I am not going to fight. I am not going to kill my own people. What to talk about your little kingdom of Indraprastha of Delhi? Nahi chahiye. Now he will give arguments one after another, starting from this, and we all will find that the arguments are very convincing. Each one of us will support Arjun. And Lord will keep quiet. Lord will not speak even a single sentence. Not even a single sentence. He will just listen. We will see his arguments. But I have already told you the test. Dharma Sansthapana, you have to always think. This battle is for the Dharma Sansthapana. It's a higher cause. And how the Dharma Sansthapana, how the righteous can be established? Only, there are only two methods. Number one, you go and approach them, try to convince them. If you are unsuccessful, then you have got second and the last alternative, you have to kill them. There is no third alternative. In both the case of Ram and in the case of Krishna, we have seen both of them first have tried to convince them and after that, kill them. Lord is also going to do the same thing. But Lord knew everything. They all have to be killed. And at the end of the war, we will see only 5-6 people were alive. Otherwise, everybody was killed.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.